This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday will deliver remarks on the nation's COVID-19 response, including vaccinations, one day after American federal health agencies backed a booster rollout. The boosters will be available for people 65 and older, people at high risk of severe disease or of contracting COVID-19 through their work, and who were vaccinated 6 months ago with the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Biden had called for booster shots against the coronavirus to begin this week for all people once they were 8 months out from vaccination, pending regulators' approval. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week only cleared the way for a subset, though it did broaden the time frame for eligibility by 2 months. Biden has said he will receive a third booster dose when available. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday is set to host the first in-person gathering of leaders of an Indo-Pacific alliance known as the Quad. The White House meeting with leaders from India, Japan, and Australia gives Biden a chance to put the spotlight on China's concerning economic practices and unsettling military maneuvering in the region. The leaders are expected to announce a coronavirus vaccine initiative, plans to bolster semiconductor supply chains, and a program to bring graduate and doctoral students to U.S. universities. Before the summit, the Japanese and Indian governments welcomed a recent announcement that the U.S., as part of a new alliance with Britain and Australia, would equip Australia with nuclear-powered submarines that will allow Australia to conduct longer patrols and give it an edge on the Chinese Navy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Friday her country is willing to resume talks with South Korea if conditions are met, indicating it wants Seoul to persuade Washington to relax crippling economic sanctions. Kim Yo-jong's statement came days after North Korea performed its first missile test in 6 months, which some experts said were intended to show it will keep boosting its weapons arsenal if the U.S.-led sanctions continue while nuclear diplomacy remains stalled. She offered the talks while mentioning South Korean President Moon Jae-in's speech at the U.N. General Assembly this week, calling for a political declaration to end the 1950 to 1953 Korean War as a way to bring peace to the peninsula. Kim Yo-jong says North Korea is willing to hold constructive talks with South Korea to discuss how to improve and repair strained ties if the South stops provoking the North with hostile policies, far-fetched assertions, and double-dealing standards. South Korea's unification ministry said it's carefully reviewing Kim Yo-jong's statement. It said South Korea would continue its efforts to restore ties with North Korea. Indian authorities say two assailants in lawyers' black coats opened fire in a courtroom in the Indian capital on Friday, killing a notorious crime suspect before being fatally shot by police officers. The shooting took place as Jitendra Gogi, who was facing murder and extortion charges, entered the courtroom. New Delhi's police commissioner says officers escorting Gogi acted swiftly and killed the assailants, who were believed to be from a rival gang. It wasn't clear how they managed to bring in weapons. With most proceedings held virtually because of coronavirus restrictions, a lawyer claims very few people were present in the courtroom at the time of the shooting. Indian media reports say Gogi, a 30-year-old, was allegedly involved in a series of murders, extortions, violent robberies, and carjacking cases in and around New Delhi. Norway will reopen society on Saturday, the government said, ending its coronavirus curbing restrictions, which have limited social interaction and hobbled many businesses. The Nordic nation joins a small but growing number of countries, including Denmark and Britain, which have removed all domestic restrictions limiting the spread of coronavirus. The decision to no longer require social distancing will allow culture and sports venues to utilize their full capacity rather than just a portion of seats, while restaurants can fill up and nightclubs can reopen. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.